Hello, I'm Alan Chambers, and this is a podcast of Wisdom from the Word, a ministry of Life Change Church. Please feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. Wisdom from the Word offers biblical counseling for individuals, couples, and families in person, online, or by Skype, as well as practical seminars based on the Bible. You may feel free to call or text me at 704-747-6881. You may email me at lifechangebc@gmail.com or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. We have been shaken by the events of the past few weeks. We've been shaken as a country, and we've been shaken individually. There are so many emotions that I've experienced. Sometimes it seems like a dream, unreal. In just a short time, the world has changed. It's overwhelming at times, and it causes fear. Now, it is a fear that is just the emotion of being reminded of our limitations, to be reminded that there are things that are beyond our control, things that we can't control, that we can't just snap our fingers or come up with a quick fix and make everything okay. I remember a long time ago, years ago, I read this book called Your God is Too Small. And I remember that book this week because these are the times that sometimes just challenge our concept of who God is. You know, we have this concept of God oftentimes where we just expect Him to meet all of our needs and to keep us safe and secure and feeling at ease. And sometimes He doesn't choose to do that. Sometimes He allows things in our personal life, or in this case, in our world, that unsettles us, that causes us to fear. And we don't know what to do with it. It is hard. One of the things that we need to understand, particularly when we think about fear, is the Bible often speaks of fear and tells us not to be afraid. In fact, there's a passage that I want to read to you in Isaiah chapter 43, just the first three verses. It says, "Now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am your Lord, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." This passage begins by telling us to fear not. And we look at that and it seems impossible. How can we not fear in a time like this? Well, one of the things that helps is when the Bible tells us not to fear, it really is not focused on an emotion. It is focused on the control or a command. It is natural to feel the anxiety, to feel even what we would call fear when we're unsettled, when we're in danger. And this virus has reminded us that we are in danger, that there are really bad things that can happen. It is a reminder that does cause fear. But when the Bible tells us to fear not, what it is really talking about is not to let that fear control us, to not be so dominated by that fear that we cannot function. There are things that do cause fear, and we should be concerned. We should be concerned enough to listen to the experts, to listen to those who know more than we do, and to do what they ask us to do. To maintain social distances, to not go out more than we need to do all the things they've asked us to do. That's simply common sense, and it simply makes sense to do. The Bible does not tell us not to feel an emotion, but what it does tell us is we do not have to be overwhelmed by fear. Fear does not have to so dominate us that we are afraid to live. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This passage reminds us that things do happen. It says, when you pass through the waters, we will face trouble. We will walk through fire sometimes. There are these things that will happen that causes us stress, that causes us anxiety, that causes us even fear. In this case, it is a virus that no one completely understands, and that even when we listen to our experts, they're very careful to phrase things in such a way that they do not imply that they have all the answers. They tell us that what they think this thing can do and what they think we need to do to protect ourselves as much as possible. And they certainly do know more than we do, and we do need to listen to them. But when we listen, we are reminded that there is no one who completely understands this virus. There's no one who completely understands how to get rid of it. So, yes, that does cause anxiety. It is, in this case, passing through waters that are dangerous. It is walking through fire. It is walking through things that does cause us anxiety and that do concern us. However, we do not have to be overwhelmed, particularly if we are Christians and we fall under the category that this passage tells us, the redeemed. The Lord says, "He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." If we belong to Christ, we do not have to be dominated by fear. This isn't because we are absolutely safe. We are not. It is because we have a God who is bigger than this virus, who is bigger than anything we face, and in fact is even bigger than this world. And that's who we rely on. There are things that can affect us, that can even harm us in this life. But we have a promise that no matter what happens in this life, God is with us, so that we're not going through this situation alone. We're not going through this dependent upon our own strength, but we're going through it dependent on the Lord who created us, the Lord who we belong to. And that is comforting. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be overwhelmed with fear to the point where it stops us from living. We take the precautions that we need to take, but we can live because we trust God. And we can live because no matter what happens to us, even the virus, we are safe and secure in His arms. That's the promise that we can take to the bank. He is with us. Again, I'm Alan Chambers. This is a podcast of Wisdom from the Word, a ministry of Life Change Church. We'd love to hear from you and interact in any way that you'd like to. You can contact me by phone or text at 704-747-6881. That's 704-747-6881. Or you may email me at lifechangebc@gmail.com, or check out our website at wisdomfromtheword.org, or our church website at lifechangebc.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you will continue to tune in, and I hope this message is beneficial for you. God bless.